was just very happy and outgoing person. She knew everybody.
And everybody knew her.
Yeah, she had a great personality. Yeah. Yeah.
She just loved to chat.
And say she loved going around shops and she loved window shopping. She didn't have, I mean, it was a council house, didn't have a lot of money. And so I think it was whenever she was, anything she was going to buy, she wanted it at the best price. She loved the bargain. She loved going to the shops.
Her favorite, I think they hated to see her coming.
They hated to see her coming. Her favourite saying was, "How much is that?" And whenever they told her how much, her next line is, "But how much to me?"
Yeah.
She loved her baking, as we're saying.
She baked
all the time. Baked. So she did the cakes and tray bakes for West Drives and all for raising.
For the church,
for doing money. But as I say, all the West Drives were in some Aggies. And she, as I say, done the tray bakes and things like that. So you know yourself, you're living in a council house. You can go one or two ways. You can decide not to better yourself or work or whatever, or you get sucked into whatever is
going on around you,
or you can step above it or whatever.
Yeah.
And she made sure that all her children did well. She would do whatever she could do, and made sure that everybody got what she was able to give them, and as much as anything, she gave them a lot of love.
Yeah.
But then the frightening thing for me is, to a certain degree, that I'm older now than my granny was when she died.
Yeah.
She didn't get to see grandchildren grow up and get married.
Yeah.
And I would hate that for my children.
No.
Not to have
be
able to.
And that's the thing
that I can't.
Mm.
My grandmother didn't die for a cause. You know, she's just in her own place at her own time.
It's for them to be there, it wasn't for that to happen.